Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes, I am.
Okay, are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you. In your opinion, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
Lack of civility between the parties.
Okay, thank you so much. And in your opinion, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
Probably global warming.
Okay, thank you so much. And in your opinion, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
I don't have an opinion on that one.
Okay, no problem. Using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? We're going to start with electric utilities.
Fair.
Thank you. Refining?
Fair to poor.
Thank you. Mining?
Fair to poor.
Thank you. Agriculture and farming?
Fair.
Thank you. Forest products?
Good.
Thank you. And medical manufacturing?
Good.
Thank you so much. And how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in man, forest, and natural resources in Minnesota? We have forest and timber industries.
Good.
Thank you. Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.
Good.
And U.S. Forest Service.
Good.
Environmental groups.
Good.
And county land departments.
Fair.
Thank you so much. And in that case, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you so much. And how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Somewhat significant.
Thank you. Thank you. We're at 50% already of the poll. So each year, trees and harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
Probably fewer than.
Thank you. Do you think do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forest today than in the 1970s?
Fewer.
Thank you. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
I'm going to go with not.
Okay. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildfire? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
Positive.
Thank you. Do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
Possible.
Okay. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wild or wilderness areas or not?
It's a little more nuanced than that, but acceptable.
Okay. So some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it'll be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Yes.
Okay. Do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes.
Okay. Do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
I'm going to say not, because the way you phrase it, it's all trees have to go to biofuels, and I did not agree with that.
Okay. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry?
Yes.
Okay. Do you consider yourself an active member or an environmental group?
No.
Okay. Do you donate money to environmental causes?
No.
Okay. So the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economy activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy or a significant component of the Minnesota state economy or maybe a minor component of the Minnesota state economy?
Significant.
Okay, thank you. We're over 70% already. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
Support.
Thank you. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making $8 million investment in its forest industries workforce. Wisconsin's investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hours certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin's investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forests, and forest industries?
Support.
Thank you so much. I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. So the first one says, create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Okay. Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Okay, work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Support.
Okay, and get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide.
Support.
Thank you so much. And finally, just a few questions about you and your household. Those are for statistical purposes only. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
College degree.
Thank you so much. May I have your age? Or I can give you, like, for example, okay, thank you so much. How would you describe the community you live in? It's a large city, suburban, small
large
town.
Large city.
Large, okay. Is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $49,000, $50,000 to $75,000, or $75,000 to $99,000, or over $100,000? Thank you so much. Do you consider your political views as liberal / progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal progressive.
Thank you so much. In which of the following categories would you put your job or business? We have manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, a white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retire, homemaker, student or not employed?
First one.
Okay, thank you so much. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, something else? Hello, sir? Hello, sir, can you still hear me?
I'm sorry, you'll have to repeat that last question.
Oh, I'm sorry. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you so much. Okay, we're concluding our survey at this moment. Thank you so much for your assistance, and have a nice day, sir. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Goodbye.